USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
America's ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says she will seek to have Russia removed from the UN Human Rights Council. She's called the Kremlin's participation a farce during a press conference in Bucharest. Thomas-Greenfield says she will bring the matter before the council on Wednesday as soon as she returns to New York. Her move comes as the world decried the reports of mass killings in Ukraine as a war crime. Images from Bucha showed mass graves, some of them shallow, with bodies strewn in the streets. The Kremlin dismissed the allegations as Ukrainian subterfuge, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used different words.
This is a war crime, he said, and it will be recognized by the world as genocide.
The translation by NBC News. The major indexes gained on Wall Street Monday with help from tech and comm stocks. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Two more Republicans have signaled their support for Supreme Court nominee Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson. The support from Alaska's Lisa Murkowski and Utah's Mitt Romney all but assures that Jackson will be confirmed, becoming the first black woman to serve as a Supreme Court justice. Murkowski and Romney joins Maine's Susan Collins as the only Republicans who plan to support the nomination. Jury selection has begun for the shooter in the worst school shooting in American history. Nicholas Cruz is suspected of gunning down 17 students at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, back in 2018. Cruz pleaded guilty for the shooting back in October. The jury will only decide whether he will be put to death or sent to prison for life without parole. One of the rioters from January 6th has been sentenced to 90 days in jail. Jason Riddle was also sentenced to probation and fined $750. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam says she will not seek a second term. Her successor will be picked next month. Lam's term has been marked by protests calling for her resignation, a security crackdown on dissent, and a COVID wave that has overwhelmed the health system. Bird flu having an effect on egg prices.
The U.S. Department of Ag saying tens of millions of infected chickens and turkeys have been killed in an attempt to stop the spread. The Wall Street Journal reporting egg prices are up 50% since the first of the year. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The Justice Department made a big get in enforcing sanctions against Russia.
Today marks our task force's first seizure of an asset belonging to a sanctioned individual with close ties to the Russian regime. It will not be the last.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says federal agents with help from Spain seized a 254-foot yacht owned by Victor Vexelberg, who has been sanctioned since 2018. Tennessee lawmakers are moving forward with a proposal to outlaw how women can receive abortion pills. The proposal would bar a doctor or a pharmacy from mailing abortion pills to a patient. The bill would also ban schools from distributing the pills. It would require women to visit their doctors in person in order to have the pills prescribed. It is not clear whether Governor Bill Lee would support the measure. Listen to us anytime. Our website is usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.